Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Drezivik Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing the process of Egla Rufa. The Mishnah asks, May Ein Hoyu Maidin, from where on the person's body do we start measuring? Rabbi Lezer says, Mitiburai, from his navel, from his belly button. Rabbi Kiva says, Mechatmai, from his nose. That's because a person breathes through their nose. And so according to Rabbi Kiva, that's where a person's life force is. Whereas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Emre, he tells us, Mimakam Shanasa Chalal, is from where a person becomes a corpse. And where does a person become a corpse from? Usually mitzavarei, from their neck. And it's whichever city is closest to that part of the body, that's the city that does Egla Rufa. Moving on to Mishnah, continuing with the process, Nifter Zikne Yushalayim Vahalchulohen, the elders of Yushalayim leave and they go back home, and that's because they were only called out to do the official medida, the measurement. And once they measure and they determine which city is closest, so they go back to Yushalayim. What happens next? Zikne Oysa'ir, the elders of that city, which is closest to the corpse, Mavin Eglas Bakar, they bring a young calf, Asher Loy Mashcha Ba'al, that never pulled a yoke, which means it never did work. However, Ve'ein Amom Paisalba, a mum, a blemish, is not going to postle it. It's not a carbon, so it's okay if it has a mum. It's just not allowed to have pulled a yoke. And they bring it down to Nachal Eson. Now, even though Nachal is usually translated as a stream, over here Nachal means a valley. So they bring it to a valley, which is Eson. What does that mean? The Eson Kemashmoy. It's exactly as it sounds. Kasha, hard. So they bring it to a valley, which the ground is very hard. However, Afal Bisha'ena Eson, kosher. Even if it happens not to be very hard, it's still kosher. And what happens next? Va'arfen Eisa b'kaifetz mechireha. They chop it on the back of its neck with a kaifetz, which is a very large knife, like a meat cleaver or axe of sorts. Umekaima, in that place where it happens, and Asr Mlazari Malavid, it's Asr to plant or to work the ground. However, Umotilisrik Sham Pishton, Ulanakasham Avanim, one is allowed to comb flax or to smooth out stones over there because he's not doing work with the actual land. He's standing in that area doing work with something else, but not working with the ground, and so it's okay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.